So we do some meditation first of all, but before we start, just to make it interesting for some of you, I was telling a few people this story about these cows. I'm just going to tell you this, I'm not going to give you the answer. I give the answer after the meditation is finished, just to see if it works. And meditation gives you insights. So the problem was this. There were 60 cows in a field, 60 cows in a field, 28 chickens. How many didn't? Okay, now let's meditate. See if the insight comes to you. 60 chickens in a field, 28 chickens, how many didn't? Okay, so so close your eyes. With your eyes closed, bring your awareness onto your body first of all. And with your awareness, we check our body to make sure it's comfortable for meditating. But it's more than that, because when we start checking out our own body, it's important to us. We have our awareness, we also have our kindness as well. And in order to be aware of your body, this basic mindfulness practice, I start by asking my legs, as if they didn't belong to me, if they're just like friends, I just ask them, legs, how are you? Because when I ask a question of my body, I get an answer. My body is telling me how they are. They're starting to be aware. And then I ask, do you need to be adjusted, legs? And I check them. Feet, are you okay? Your feet, are they okay? If you need to, then just adjust them. Fidget now than later, rather than later. And don't rush this part of the meditation, because here you are building up your awareness. Your mindfulness is focused on just your legs, your knees. How's your knees now? Some people have got sore knees. Accidents, can be just playing sport or just old age. The accident of being old. So I feel my feet, my ankles, and my calves, and my knees. I spend an extra bit of attention on my knees, because sometimes they can get sore sitting too long. And I learn to focus attention on something, and then relax it. How do I relax things? I try this and try that. My awareness tells me, yes, this is feeling more loose, more at ease. And I found over those years that what actually makes my body relax, even my knees relax, is just this basic kindness. Letting things be. Not trying to force them into some position where they're not really comfortable. And over those years, it's amazing how much I've learned how to relax different parts of my body. Even my thighs, huge amount of muscles there. I'm aware of them, I can feel them. I can feel the blood pulsing in them, honestly. And I'm kind to them. Just ask him, is there anything I can do for you, Thais, to make you more comfortable? And once I finish with my legs, I go to my butt. I see whatever sensations I can pick up there. And I fidget. See if I can get those feelings in my bottom more comfortable. Sometimes I've just watched dogs when they find a nice place to go to sleep. And they're very good at it. They don't have blankets or cushions or mattresses, but they can get themselves in a nice comfortable place. Even the kangaroos in the forest, you see them just getting a nice piece of ground, making it all nice and smooth, taking out all of the bumpy gum nuts and stuff. You know, a nice place where they can fall asleep. They prepare their place. So you make sure that your buttocks are nice and comfy on a chair or on a stool, on a cushion. So I'm aware of my buttocks and my thighs and knees, and everything is just really comfy where it is. If any time I need to make minor adjustments, I will do so. And then I move up from my buttocks to my waist. Sometimes we can slump our back around the waist, but the times when I do that, I lean back and it's the most comfortable position, but sometimes I just want my back to be nice and straight. Sometimes I like to stretch it before I start meditating. And feel all the muscles become alive and relaxed. And then I let go. And I ask my back, are you comfortable? Do you need any more assistance or adjustments? I like asking my body these questions because I get honest answers. I've got to know my body over all these years. And I go to the front of my body, and in the front of the body got all these organs, the colon and intestines and stomach and lots of other organs in the back there, livers and hearts and stuff. I just sweep my attention through that body, and if there's anything anywhere which feels a bit unbalanced, tense, even painful, I pause and allow my awareness to go into it. Never try to escape, because the pain will just get worse. To go into whatever part of my body is irritating. And when I go inside things, I can relax them. A lot of time it's just, again, compassion, kindness, taking away fear. And the body eases itself. And then I go up to the lungs and the heart. So I go right to the top of my body, the shoulders. You learn to relax them. So there's no tightness anywhere. Like, things become tense when they're pulled apart or they're squashed, they're overly stretched. If I see anything like that, I learn how just at will, just to adjust the shoulders. that my whole back is now pretty relaxed. So go down my arms, the forearms, nothing too much goes on there, into the elbows. Well, sometimes, a couple of months ago I had my first COVID shot and there's a bit sore on those arms. I just stopped there and just relaxed everything. Soon vanished. And pass your elbows, forearms and wrists. And again, if you do feel any tightness, inflammation there, just stay there and don't run away from it, go into it. Because from the inside, it's amazing what you can do. How you can give kindness, peace, freedom, open the door of your heart to that feeling, and it soon gets much, much, much less. At least that's what I experience. When I go to my hands, fingers. It's weird, I don't know how many years I've been meditating now, but I always put my fingers in a bad position when I first start meditating. But then when I start focusing on them, it's really easy to adjust them. It's just like I'm asking, are you really comfortable, fingers? And I spend a little time with them, making sure they're all in the right position as they want. And then go up to my shoulders again and my neck, making sure the head is well balanced on top of the neck, not too far forward, not too far back. I usually have an irritation in my throat, some allergies usually. And I just be with that feeling for a little while. And what attitude do you need to calm that feeling down, to relieve it? You soon learn. Till the throat becomes really at ease. And I go to my face next. Within the face there's so many muscles there. I've got to make sure that the muscles are so at ease around the eyes and the mouth. When I do that, so many emotions, especially the negative emotions, are alleviated, they're eased off. They're just not there anymore. Your face is relaxed. Your whole body is relaxed, from head to toe. That's what I feel now. Just not parts, but the whole body. I feel I've actually missed a part, my toe is squashed. Adjust that now. And when you feel your body relaxed, all parts of it, really at ease. Then what happens next, you know, from ease, from relaxation, you get this beautiful feeling of delight in relaxation. It's like this freedom, this space where you don't have to do anything. Body's at ease. And that delight, when I can perceive the delight of relaxation, it's almost like a tingling. Why people have massages or hot baths. It feels really good afterwards. Now I get the same feeling just through meditating and relaxing. When I do notice and focus on the delight of relaxation, full body relaxation, the relaxation goes even deeper. You may not be totally relaxed, but more relaxed than when you started. And that's enough to generate delight. And as we go deeper in this meditation, when we relax our minds, that delight gets even stronger and more powerful. It's a wonderful part of meditation, the sheer joy of it. It's like freedom from worries, freedom from busyness, freedom from any concerns, feeling of safety and peace. So this is what I do now, go to, call it peace-ometer. Yeah, it's the best word I could come up with, not the best, but that's good enough. Peace-ometer. How peaceful are you right now? If you're not peaceful, something's bugging you, you can't do anything about it, just let it go. I usually give it a number from 1 to 10. 1 is really peaceful, 10 is quite disturbed. I don't try and judge. If I try and judge and put a value judgment on it, good or bad, then I tend to distort the real readings. I'm just honest. But I also know just what moves that reading on your peaceometer closer and closer to deep peace of 1. Little things just like being in this moment. It's what I'm watching right now, the content of now. And being kind to it. Opening the door of my awareness to this moment is here. I'm just going to let it be. As I let it be, I can feel the peace get deeper and deeper. Can you recognize what peace feels like? Peace when there's nothing you need to do, nothing to gain, nothing to hide, nothing to get rid of. You're just here with this moment. If it's unpleasant at all, it's just learning. But a lot of times it becomes really peaceful and really nice. Being in this moment, not doing anything, because there's nothing to do. All your business is in the past or the future. Right now is nothing. Just this. And try not to work it all out with your inner speech. See if you can suggest silence inside. Just gently introduce knowing without saying anything. Awareness, which is silent. Very often your breath might become your object of awareness. But don't go looking for it, let it come to you. Whatever you're aware of right now is good enough. I will be quiet for a couple of minutes. When I start speaking again, I'll be close to the end of the meditation. Now getting close to the end of the meditation. How peaceful do you feel? What is peace like? See if you can notice how pleasant it is. How joyful it is to your mind. And how therapeutic it is to your body. As you start to be more aware of your body again. Body feels so strong and relaxed. I will soon ring the gong 3 times. When you start hearing the gong ring for the 3rd time, please come out from your meditation. Nice. Very good. And so before I start my talk, I always like to keep my promises. So I did ask you first of all, see if that insight came up to the answer to that very deep question of the 60 cows in the field. 28 chickens, how many didn't? And the answer is 40. 28 chickens, 40 did not eat chickens, they ate grass. That is totally silly. Yeah, eating, you know, 28 chickens. How many didn't? 40.